Today is Bastille Day, a day that commemorates the storming of a French prison sparking the bloody French Revolution. Closer to home and closer to our time, Milwaukee is observing Bastille Day today with a festival and a celebration of French culture starting today in the city's Cathedral Park.
Anne LaPlay joins us now to talk about Bastille Day and the history of the French in Wisconsin. She's the executive director of the Alliance Française de Milwaukee, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to promote French language and cultural exchange. Anne, welcome to Central Time.
Hello.
So, Anne, how is Bastille Day observed in France today and, you know, closer to home here in Wisconsin?
Well, in France, it's a one-day festival that resembles a lot our 4th of July. There tends to be military parades, jet fighters. Many of us have seen the Champs-Élysées parade in central Paris, but pretty much those types of parades are in every city. And then at night there are music in the street and little what they would call a little ball. So there people dance in the streets to a band often put in the street. So it really resembles our 4th of July, and it's a one-day festival. The festival that we have in Milwaukee is the biggest in North America. It lasts 4 days and attracts 200,000 people. And we're celebrating the 35th year this year.
Oh, so that's it. We get more people, well, not more people, but a longer event at least here in Wisconsin. Why is it such a big deal here in Wisconsin?
It was created in 1981 by François Niveau, who was a general manager of the Pfister Hotel at the time, and he was a Frenchman. And he wanted to attract people back to the downtown. This was a time when instead of people coming to Grand Avenue and the shops downtown, they were flocking to Mayfair and Bayshore. And he and the other businesses downtown really wanted to create something to attract people back downtown. And there was Bastille Day, so this July event, and in addition wanted to sort of highlight the French history of Milwaukee. I don't know if people know, but Solomon Juneau, who was a French Canadian, was the first mayor of Milwaukee, and Easttown is sort of where the origins of Juneau Town, so really the very first beginnings of Milwaukee, happened. And, in fact, if you walk down Kilbourne Street East, you hit Juneau Park and a sculpture of Solomon Juneau, the first mayor of Milwaukee.
Wow. And what year would that have been?
1846.
Well, let's go broader now and talk about the history of the French in Wisconsin in general. When did the first French explorers and settlers turn up here in the state?
It was in the 1600s. Jean Nicolet, and we've all heard of Nicolet, was sent to travel the St. Lawrence River to explore the waterways in search of a route from the Atlantic to the Pacific, and instead Nicolet discovered Wisconsin. So the very first Europeans to come to Wisconsin were French, Nicolet, Joliet, Father Marquette, and they were sent to draw maps of the region. And so the first maps were made by French people, and they took the Indian words and wrote them how a French person would write. So, in fact, the first spelling of Wisconsin was O-U-I-S-C-O-N-S-I-N, and it stayed that way for the first 100 years of the state, and then when Wisconsin started having more English speakers, they switched the O-U-I to W-I, Wisconsin, the way we know it now.
Interesting story, and I guess I don't think about Wisconsin as being a heavily French state. I mean, I think about the German roots here and Scandinavian, but how French would you say Wisconsin is?
It's not that French. I mean, there were a lot more German, Italian, Polish settlers, but because the French were the first to draw maps, there's a really heavy French presence in the names that you find in Wisconsin. So Racine, for example, means root. And what's interesting is they kept the French word for the city, but they changed the river's name to the English word root. Fond du Lac is a French word meaning bottom of the lake. You have, of course, words like Marquette and Beloit, which are names of people. And then Lac du Flambeau, Prairie du Sac, Prairie du Chien, those are all French names and are basically Indian words that were translated into French.
It's fun to hear you pronounce them like that. I'm so used to hearing them
pronounced a little differently.
Right, exactly. So were there ever those waves of immigration like we did see with the Germans, for instance? Maybe it didn't stick, but were there any French waves?
Not as strong as the German and the others and the Irish, etc. What we're seeing now are maybe bigger waves of French speakers who are not necessarily from France. So there's a growing community of West Africans who speak French, Haitians. There are some people from Quebec, but they're really spread out just like the French are.
We're talking with Anne LaPlaye right now, Executive Director of the Alliance Française de Milwaukee, a nonprofit organization who's there to promote French language and cultural exchange. And we're talking about the history of French influence here in Wisconsin. Today is Bastille Day, the storming of the Bastille, if you remember your history. And Anne, looking more beyond the maps, the cartography and the naming, how did the French influence Wisconsin culture?
They had a minor influence. There's obviously the French name, but what's really interesting is a similarity between France and Wisconsin. So both France and Wisconsin have states that are the shape of hexagons, and they have bodies of water that are important. But one way the French has influenced Wisconsin is the dairy products, especially cheese. So there are a lot of French cheesemakers that are spread out within Wisconsin, and Wisconsin has really become an important cheese-producing state.
Is there anything particular to the way the French cheesemakers produce their cheese that's in contrast maybe to the Wisconsin, the non-French influenced cheesemakers?
One important difference between France and Wisconsin is the idea of pasteurized cheese. I think in France you're allowed to have cheese that's not pasteurized, whereas in Wisconsin cheese has to be pasteurized according to the health code, so it creates sort of different cheeses. So in France you're going to have things that are, a little bit stronger taste than you would have here.
Now, moving on, I want to talk a little bit about your work with Alliance Française. What do you do with them?
So I am the executive director, and I've been with the Alliance Française for about the past 18 years. But the Alliance Française de Milwaukee was founded in 1918, so we are 98 years old. We're going to have our 100th anniversary in a couple years. And it's significant that it was in 1918. That's the end of World War I. And especially in 1918, Milwaukee was very much of a German city, which, as you know, in World War I was, on the opposite side of France and the U.S. So it's interesting that the Alliance Française had this presence already in Milwaukee at that time.
Now, I want to go back to the Bastille Day celebrations that are starting today in Milwaukee. They're going to go through the weekend. What can we expect there? It's not going to be quite the same scene as it will be in France itself, but what happens here in Milwaukee and Wisconsin?
Well, in Milwaukee, there's music just pretty much during the whole 4 days and the 13 hours of the festival. There is incredible food, and this year, in addition to our stand where we make the beignets, there's Bartolotta's Lake Park Bistro, Lagniappe, Press, Le Rêve, and I'm skipping others, but the quality of the food is absolutely amazing this year. So We have the beignets. Bartolotta's has, I think, a croque monsieur and a hot dog. Lagniap has escargot.
Snails,
has
right?
And waffles. Yes, snails. Le Rêve has macaroons. I mean, it's just absolutely exquisite food. And in addition, there's wine tasting, champagne tasting, French music. I mean, it's almost like being in France when you're at Bastille Days now.
So if someone wanted to be really adventurous and try those snails, I've never tried them. What do they taste like?
Well, you know, snails don't taste like very much. the important thing is the sauce that goes with it. They're delicious, and Lagniappe is a very high caliber restaurant, and you will definitely love them.
And you don't have to be French to understand what's going on, right?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Well, Anne, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Anne LaPlay, Executive Director of the Alliance Française de Milwaukee, and she joined us to talk about the history of the French people in Wisconsin. Today is Bastille Day, the day to commemorate the storming of the Bastille. It's being celebrated in Milwaukee's Cathedral Park starting today and going through the weekend.